That was Used to Be, 2008 single version by Beach House. And this is The Witching Hour with Brooke and Ken, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo!
Welcome to our final show of the year.
Ah!
This is it, guys.
Ah! I know, you guys are all literally like, oh my god, I can imagine their anguish right now.
Pure anguish, yeah.
Literally.
But don't worry, guys. We're gonna give
I
you.
I bet
some
a car crash just happened because someone just started.
Oh,
like,
don't say that. Hey, no, I'm sure.
I mean, okay. In theory, though, our fans, but like so much. I'm overcome with emotion that, not a bad one, just a little dent.
Okay.
Anyway,
better about that.
I'm sure you guys are sad. So
yeah,
this playlist is about songs about leaving and ends.
And beginnings too? Question
mark?
Oh
my god, yeah, there is one that's
you'll have
beginning.
To wait and see. Oh. Nope. Never mind.
Spoil it. Well, just letting them know what's coming up.
We got Fragments of Time, Daft Punk.
So true. Let's get into it.
Everywhere. Alright.
That was Fragments of Time by Daft Punk and Todd Edwards. More featuring Todd Edwards.
Yes.
My chair was over my cord, so
okay.
It's tough. Anyway, you know what time it is. 5, 6, 7, 8. Spin that wheel.
Yeah. Wait, did we just last time? It's looking the same wheel. It's just updated.
I thought you made it. Did we do
exotic pets?
No, but I was just thinking about that.
Oh, then go ahead.
What was it? I was filling out housing for studying abroad, which I ended up getting really mad about because the first question was like, oh, like, where do you want to live? Like, there were like four options. And then I was like, oh, like, how do you live best with people? And then the next one was like, write a letter to your future roommates, 250 minimum words. And I was like, what? Oh, like, literally, I'm just trying to get housing. Like, I'm not writing a letter. And then it was on the same page as another question that was like, write 150 words each on each of the housing options you chose of why'd you be a good fit for them. And I was like, oh my God.
Wait, so what happens if you write a bad essay? Are you on the street? Or are you
literally,
just,
like, there were two options. I'll take either. I don't care. And then I like was working on it and it was like talking also. So it took me like, I was on this doc for like 30 minutes or this web page. And then I hit submit and it went to the login page and it had completely erased. Yeah.
Ah.
So then I left. I packed up and left. Anyway, this relates to exotic pets because they asked like, oh, like, would you live with pets? And I was like, oh, I can't. I'm like allergic to a lot of pets. But I was like, but I would love a reptile.
Oh, that's, hey, I feel like if you request one, they might give it.
Literally,
you know what I'm
like,
saying?
If there's someone with a reptile, they're putting them with me. Like, they're like, okay, she wants a reptile. Like, yeah,
that's very brave. Are you really good with all? You didn't specify. Like, are snakes reptiles?
Yeah, they are.
All right, you good with snakes?
I would be fine with a snake.
You good with snakes? Right.
'Cause some people, a big one, not a little one.
Oh, like, okay.
If you can, like, if it would get lost, that'd be a little scary.
But, like, geckos and stuff can get lost.
But it's not, like, a snake.
What if the snake wasn't poisonous?
No, I don't care about that. I just don't like their, like, vibe. Like, their slither. Like, I don't like how fast they can get places.
All right.
In the way that they get there.
I hate the way that you walk.
Literally, they don't walk. Like,
yeah, just some snake hairs.
Literally, bring up, yeah, good segue.
Into Euphoria.
Yeah.
Ah, do you know why he called it Euphoria?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh yeah.
Which I forgot that he was a producer.
I don't even know. To be honest, actually, I never watched Euphoria.
You should. It's really good.
I started.
What?
I started.
Oh, you never finished it. Wait, this is a crazy segue because our next song is by the person that wrote all the music for Euphoria.
Dude, we are so
we are
good
like
at this.
On this. Wow.
I mean,
it's finally clicking.
Dude, this is like our masterclass. This is our magnum opus like set right
literally,
here.
Literally, like,
the people who are listening right now are like having the experience of a lifetime.
I don't think it's anyone.
Well,
I'm looking.
Hey, man.
Or it's 18 people. I can't tell. It's a lot of things. Anyway, I feel like that's a good segue. This is Ends and Begins by Labyrinth.
Longing for around my shoulders, scared of the dark. But with you all over me, you light me up like lights on a Christmas tree. Girl, you're is carved in my memory. Forevermore. An infinity.
Some of y'all niggas was better off silent. Killing yourself, this ain't even Love Island. Trust fund money can't bond. He left the critics behind. Beaches with Isis, I'm distant with Molly. Solid, it's like Kojima designed me. Slow with the gear and the metal is on me. Switching like niggas, can somebody stop me? One on one, I be flexing like Kylie. Bitch, fuck with me, I'ma implode to Tommy. Are you triggered or just weak by design? Maybe my presence is fine. Girl, are you really in line? Take a three, but one hand on a nine. Keep it fluid, I be marching with Don. Zero minds, and you niggas still done. I don't need one. One wish, Ray J with the sign. Hit it first, I'm ahead of my time. Spit in the ash, nurture my mind. Superhead, Mr. Marcus, I'm dying. Stash money, I'm prepared for decline. Hey, hook your mind. Now they got me spinning like flies. Tonight, never been hard on a slide. Praying for the rain, baby, chain up the tide. Niggas stay mad, so they paying my demise. Tricking on stage, feel like Mary J. Fly. Since I bought a Glock, no more drama in my life. Maybe when I do it, I'ma maybe when I do it, bet I won't say shit like Fly. Hey, dress for the kill on my body, on my side.
I don't think Peggy would lie to me.
Talking about if JPEG Mafia has it in him to release 3 albums this year. I think no. He only has 7 more months.
I feel like that's reasonable. You could do an album every 2 months with a month
that's
to spare.
So an album, though, like, way too much.
But I'm sure he already has them. And he's just, you know...
3, though, that's like, oh my god, so much content. And then he has to, like, restart, like...
No.
3 albums is, like, I feel like a lot of your work you've saved up.
I don't know. I don't know what the alternative would be, so... Yeah.
We'll check back in January, and we'll
see. Next time we come back, it's just going to be straight Peggy. We
it will
make
if
up,
he drops 3 albums. If he not, doesn't, then no.
No Peggy for the... No, just kidding. Literally. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
New
just
theme,
kidding.
No Peggy.
That's not...
Crazy hate. That was also Ends and Begins by Labyrinth. Oh, and we didn't even say it. Last Dance by JPEG Mafia. Just keep it on the radio.
They're pegheads. They know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what they're called. Yeah,
let's spin the wheel. Let's spin the wheel.
I feel like you have to answer this one, whatever it is. Like,
I have nothing to say about Kevin Spacey.
Me neither. Did you make this wheel?
This one was left over too. These are not from
leftover wheel. Like,
yeah,
the last show, and you're bringing leftover wheel.
Chill. I just want to hear the sound again. That's really worth. See,
I do like the little tune they play.
All right. So we got like porta potties, like.
No, I have a story for this. You would not believe this. I have a story for this. So there's this like road, like the turn you turn into where I live at. It's right by Whole Foods, and it's like there's like an exit, but there used to always be a porta potty there because it was like a construction area. Sure. And as a child, I remember saying, I was like, like when I get older, I want to marry a porta potty. And I do not know. I said that for like a while. Like it was a reoccurring thing I said. Like my parents definitely remember it.
Somebody needs to psychoanalyze.
No, like, I don't know. Like what brought me to say that? And what brought me to keep saying
that?
It
means.
It was like, that's my porta potty story. Like,
wow. Marriage is not.
That's a fun fact about me.
You know, there's a lot of crazy ways that you could talk about porta potties with marriage.
I remember, I was like, wow. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I was just like a freak. Like
celebrity crush, porta potty.
First crush, porta potty. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's all you have out there. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the most exciting thing on the block. Yeah. Porta potty.
That's probably why my mom described me as spunky as a child. Got the spunk.
Spunky. That's nice. Like, who doesn't
love? What does that say about me? Like.
You think you're still as spunky as you were back then, or do you think?
No, I hope I've declined from saying I would like to marry a porta potty when I'm older. Like, spunk. Oh wow, I hope I'm past that. Like,
spunk. Is that a real word? Or is that a
spunk? Yeah,
that's like you looked it up in the.
I haven't looked it up, but I believe my mom. Okay, Mother's Day is coming up on May 12th. I'm saying that as a PSA. This is the PSA.
Because all right, I just want to say, my mom and dad's birthday are 2 days apart, April 9th and 11th, and then a month later it's like Father's Day, Mother's Day, or Mother's Day then Father's Day, right?
Yeah, it's all in one. But then you just like gotta be locked in the like.
But I got nothing. Mindset like nah, but
a
I
nice
even
card,
do...
a nice card, a handwritten card. What? Like that's a little like Happy Mother's Day.
That wouldn't slide in my family. Like
what? A handwritten card?
People just don't do that. That would be like hella weird.
Oh. What? My mom loves a handwritten card.
Dude, hey.
Draw a little picture. Like she puts it up. She
dude, I did that actually once. I wrote a comic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's fire.
Oh, do that again.
I'll get back into my,
graphic design.
They're just cartoonist bag. I can get my T ruler out.
So true.
I'm ready.
Didn't know there's a ruler for cartoonists.
Oh, dude, it's the one with the like, whoosh, so you get the edges.
Oh,
real nice.
I guess you would need that. Yeah, true.
It's kind of all.
Never like, considered that.
How you think? Because you gotta get the boxes, man.
True.
Who's drawing the boxes? who's gonna draw the boxes? You know.
Literally, the T ruler. Anyway, yeah. You don't have. You need to find one you have a story for. Coming up with all the stories.
One time, my dad used the porta potty of like the construction site in the backyard of our next door neighbor. Like, isn't that kind of crazy?
Just on a whim. He had his house bathroom.
Yeah.
He wasn't locked out.
No.
He just walked over to the other backyard. Wow. I wonder what overcame him to do that. He's like, wow, gotta check out what they've got going on.
That's what you gotta ask him. I don't think I ever.
Feels like a little illegal, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know.
A little bit
trespassing. Oh, yeah? You think...
A little bit.
They should charge him with trespassing for using the...
Maybe. Oh, you're saying it on live air, like...
Nah, but...
You don't know who's listening? The cops on their shift? Like...
Nah, if...
Colin, if you're a cop.
No, not Colin, if you're... No, just kidding. We don't. But we can spin the wheel again.
So true.
It's getting down to it. It's getting down to it. I started moving the chair again, man.
Yeah, gotta sit still.
Tequila, hey.
Oh, why? Did you make this wheel?
These are from the Danny Brown. These are the best.
I thought you added to the wheel, though.
I did.
Oh. Tequila's, why are we getting new all of these? Tequila's new?
Yeah, tequila's new.
I don't have anything to say on tequila. Like.
Really? Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know what I mean, maybe that's not a good one
to talk about. I don't know. Like, on live air.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. What was the thought process? Like,
hey.
Oh, great conversation topic.
You never know what's going to stick. You know what I'm saying? You just got to throw things up at the yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe you wanted to marry a, you know?
A tequila, but that would say something. That would be.
Oh, I guess rodeos. Wow.
Oh, my God. Fun fact. Did you guys know that 100 gecks met at a high school rodeo in St. Louis, Missouri?
Wow.
That's my fun fact of the day.
Honestly, I would sacrifice a childhood in the suburbs for the rodeos, you know what I'm saying? It'd be worth it, like...
The suburbs of Missouri. Yeah, I frequented the suburbs of Missouri as a child. My cousins lived there in Wildwood, Missouri. Drove 5 hours every other Thanksgiving down to Wildwood.
Wildwood, Missouri. How was it there?
Sometimes we went to the Arch once.
Nice.
Underwhelming. Sorry.
That's what I've heard.
The City Museum, though, is so awesome. It's so lit. Mm. Otherwise, they lived on a cul-de-sac, and I was like, wow, I hate cul-de-sacs.
Mm.
Yeah. That's all I really remember.
Cul-de-sacs are very unsettling places.
Yeah, like, I'm very anti. And all the roads, they're all in the same, like, grove or whatever, and they all have the same, like, base name, and then it's, like, Street. And it's, like, impossible to go anywhere because it's, like, they're all named the same, just different endings.
Yeah. So
really, it's like, oh, my God. We couldn't have, like, a theme, like, instead. I don't know. If I was a cul-de-sac designer, I would not like my job. I would have some strong feelings about my job.
that would, bro. Imagine you study architecture all your life. It's like
cul-de-sacs. Put you in the cul-de-sac duty. Like, anyway.
Man, that's capitalism for you, man.
That goes right into our next song, "The Prayer" by Kid Cudi.
Oh God, the slate.
Plain Pat, what up? My heart thump, not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away, if I die today, the last thing you remember won't be about some apple bottom jeans with the boots with the fur. Maybe how I dream of being free since my birth. Cursed, but the demons I confronted with the spurs. Have you ever heard of some shit so real? Beyond from the heart, from the soul, you can feel. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. But please don't cry, just know that I have made these songs for you. And if I die, I can never catch it, even if I got a head start. God, please tell me I am feeling so a long way. I don't need to worry, cause I know the world will feel this nigga. blessing in disguise, but I am not hiding who I am. Open your eyes, bruh. If I ever met you, I appreciate the love, yo. Girls that I dated, it's okay, I am not mad, yo. Unless you stab me in the heart, no love, ho. This shit is so ill. Play it back from the top if you recognize real. And if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my soul to take. But please don't cry, just know that I have made these songs for you. And if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my soul to take. Cause I'm ready for the funeral. And if I die, I pray the Lord my soul to take. So please don't cry, just know that I have made these songs for you. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Cause I'm ready for the
That was The Prayer by Kid Cudi and Out of Time by Slater and Ride Into the Sun by The Velvet Underground. And do we have something for you guys? A PSA on alternative scouting. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational and inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. A public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Wow. I love that they're keeping the art of scouting alive.
There's little, you know, like there's little scouts on here. They have little neckties.
Like, we need scouts, man. Like, we like.
Were you a scout?
No. Were you?
No. The program was like so, like, it was like literally learn tea time for the girls, for the Girl Scouts. It was crazy.
Wait, no. My sister was a Girl Scout.
The one at my school, they
sold cookies and stuff.
Yeah, they sell cookies, but like they went on like one camp trip, but it was like, they didn't like stay in a tent. They didn't like learn. They literally had like a table manners class. It was like,
that is kind of nuts.
I was like, I'm not joining.
Yeah, you don't want to learn table manners?
I would
manners?
Have been in the alternative scouts given the option.
Yeah, I respect alternative scouts.
Yeah, I would start a group in my area if I had a child.
You throw them in alt scouts?
Yeah, they're going in alt scouts.
You best believe it.
No kid of mine's going in traditional scouts.
I don't raise it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
A bunch of scouts. Anyway, what's the wheel have to say? You should hook up your computer so you can get the sound straight.
Like real official. Oh, all right. You know, you seen that movie yet? You heard of that movie Challengers that just came out?
Oh, I have a story. Well, no, I was just going to go see it today. And then Emmett was like, no, we're going to go see it Saturday instead. And I was like, no. But then she's like, I would see it a different time. I was like, yes. That's but cool. I want to see it so bad. Like,
so yeah, okay.
There's so many pros to it. Like,
hey, let's hear him.
The director, Luca Giordano.
Yeah, did you? Because you've seen Call Me by Your Name.
Yes,
did you see
I love
Bones
Call
Me
by Your Name. No,
or the his other one.
No, I don't even. Pretty, okay, yeah, but yeah, I love Call Me by Your Name. Yeah. Zendaya, tennis, like a good aesthetic. Like, there's so many pros to that movie.
Hey, Luca, a tennis movie is something that I didn't know I like wanted, but
yes,
now I'm
tennis
now that
is
it's
a
here,
fun
I'm like,
sport.
Oh wait, yeah, like, why
it's
are
very,
there not
like,
more movies about? I feel like
yes,
it's
like
so cinematic.
You
like,
ever watch like Serena Williams? Like she's insane.
Yeah,
like it's so.
I
fun
mean,
to
like
watch.
No, like I don't like I
you
really
should.
Not locked in with tennis at all.
My like, brother's like obsessed with tennis. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't.
Like to a weird point, but it's like okay.
Do you play?
Yeah, he plays a league.
Ooh.
And he like went to the French Open like
oh
he
okay,
actually like
okay.
He's like wow he's a little too into it. It's like okay buddy.
Buddy.
Okay buddy. I don't hit that wheel again. That was another story of mine. Where are your stories?
Oh yeah, I already did this one. We already did magic for sure, right?
Yeah. Something I still want to get into.
what's left here? I'm not recognizing.
Whoa, one last was a sneaky like click in that in there.
It was really close. Veneers.
Oh.
I saw this video of this guy whose veneers had like fallen out, and it was just the stubs
left.
Oh
my god! Yeah.
And he like bit someone.
Oh.
And it was really. It was like, oh my god! Like,
where'd you find a video of this?
It was just like on Instagram or something. Like, but,
crazy algorithm. Actually, I did see a video about veneers. I saw one. It was someone. It was like a dentist or someone that went to dental school. Was like, there's this new thing popping up called like veneer techs, where they like. You know, like, nail techs or, like, lash techs? Like,
yeah.
There's people that, like, do it, and there's, like, veneer techs now, so they literally, like...
They'll do the surgery?
Yeah, no, but there was a video... It's not a surgery, though, because it's not invasive, but, like, to actually, like...
That's invasive. Come on. What do you mean that's not invasive?
No, they just file down the tooth.
That's so much.
No, but the thing was, the video that this veneer tech showed was a woman who had like super rotted teeth, and she just put veneers over them.
All right.
And the dentist was like, "You can't do that. Like, the bacteria is like would like be harmful and would like eat away at the veneers, and like it's bad."
Yeah.
So watch out for the veneer techs.
Yeah, we do not endorse veneers on the Witching Hour.
No, veneer techs. We endorse veneers. Veneers are fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like used medically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're not just used for like the aesthetic ones when they're like paper white.
Oh, but there's real legit veneers too.
Yeah.
They don't use those.
My cousin got like two veneers because two of their teeth were like starting to die or something.
Don't they call them like silver tooth or something?
No, it's like she got them like shaved down. They're like veneers.
Ah. I just don't.
Yeah, it's crazy though.
And they're they look like teeth, or are they like silver?
Yeah,
or gold?
They match.
They look like teeth. Are they like, wait, what?
She's like, yeah, I'm just thinking my cousin, like, she would not. She's like sorority girl, like,
okay. Is it Angie?
No, no, good callback. It's Ellie, my other cousin. I just love to talk about my cousins on here. What if they ever heard?
I don't know. I mean, 18 people listening, like, the odds
are Colin, if you're my cousin, or a cop.
No.
Anyway, I don't know. What's left on the wheel, like?
So, yeah. Loki, it's a good spin.
Okay.
It's a good spin. Maybe a lot of force on the electronic spin, you know?
So true. Who's spinning that?
Guilty pleasures. Interesting.
Oh, recently I've been someone in my suite is the co-president of the Cheese Club, and they just had an event and they brought back a ton of like these strawberry pretzels, and so it's like a giant bag of them, and she said we could all eat them, but I've just been like every time I go in the common room, like I grab two, like like one day that bag's gonna be gone, it's gonna be my fault.
That is who's co-president of the
Trista.
Wow,
shout out Trista, co-president of the Cheese Club.
As a sophomore? That's impressive.
Her and her boyfriend, it's so cute. They met through the Cheese Club.
What?
Yeah. I feel like I'm gossiping on a little bit.
No, yeah, our viewers have a higher standard, you know what I'm saying?
True. Anyway, any guilty pleasures?
I think my guiltiest ever was probably my AJR phase.
Whoa.
Yeah.
True.
And when that was...
But was it guilty? Did you really feel guilt about that?
Yeah. No,
really?
I swear to God.
Wow,
no,
I felt
this
no
is like,
guilt in my AJR phase.
Okay, that's maybe something that... No, but that's not even your fault. You know? That's even you were listening to that and you were like...
I'm just a product of...
Yeah.
The AJR phase, man. That's like, we all had it, like...
Yeah, or my Hamilton phase. I was guilty about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's probably worse, actually.
Wow, for how long? Do you know the song still?
I could probably rap along to a few.
Starting one right now.
Hey, put it.
Once young,
ships.
Scrappy, and hungry, and
and I'm not.
Hamilton Hour. Wait.
That's our return episode.
Whoa.
Peggy, if Peg doesn't drop three times, you're getting the Hamilton Hour.
Whoa, it's two
Peggy,
horrible alternatives. It's Hamilton Hour.
You're going to lock in, Peg.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those are two things you can't play about. Hamilton, Peggy, like.
Yo, Lin-Manuel Miranda, if you're listening, do not call in. Do not call in.
Oh my God, he's listening. Like. Okay, I feel like we should get into music, maybe.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah,
it's a 6-minute song. That's right.
Yeah, literally. Got some music set up for you guys.
Somewhere in Germany, but I can't place it. Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. and you had to go. I know, I know, I know. Like a wave that crashed and melted on the shore. Not even the burnouts are out here anymore. And you had to go. I know, I know, I know. Out in the park, we watched the sunset, talking on a rusty swing set. After a while, you went quiet, and I got mean. I'm always pushing you away from me, but you come back with gravity. And when I call, you come home, a bird in your teeth. So I gotta go, I know, I know, I know. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it, I know, I know, I know. I gotta go.
Convinced it's a government drone. When How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, son, nigga, as a heaven for you. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of that. My niggas, we the last ones left. But life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young nigga, as a heaven for you. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of that. My niggas, we the last ones left. Life goes on. As I bail through the empty halls, breath stinking in my drawers. Ring, 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 quiet y'all, incoming calls. Plus it's my homie from high school, he getting by. It's time to bury another brother, nobody cry. Life is a baller, alcohol and booty calls. We used to do them as adolescents, do you recall? Raised his G's, loped out and blazed the weed. Get on the roof, let's get smoked out and blaze with me. 2 in the morning and we still high assed out. Screaming thug till I die before I pass out. But now that you're gone, I'm in the zone. Thinking I don't wanna die all alone. But now you're gone, and all I got left is stinking memories. I love them niggas to death, I'm drinking Hennessy while trying to make it last. I drank a fifth for that ass when you pass. Cause life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left. But life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left. And life goes on. Yeah, nigga, I got the word as hell. You blew trial and the judge gave you 25 with an L. Time to prepare to do fair time, won't see parole. Imagine life as a convict that's getting old. Plus with the drama, with looking out for your baby's mama. Taking risks while keeping cheap checks from getting on her. Life in the hood is all good for nobody. Remember gaming on dumb hotties at your party. Me and you know true or two. While scheming on hits and getting tricks that maybe we can slot in two. But now you blurry, rest nigga, cause I ain't worried. Eyes blurry, saying goodbye at the cemetery. Though memories fade, I got your name tatted on my arm. So we both bomb to my dying days before I say goodbye. Caden with mental, rest in peace, thug till I die. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, as a heaven for a G. I'd be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left. And life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, as a heaven for a G. I'd be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My niggas, we the last ones left. Cause life goes on. Bury me smiling with G's in my pocket. Have a party at my funeral. Let every rapper rock it. Let the hoes that I used to know from way before kiss me from my head to my toe. Give me a paper, a pen, so I can write about my life of sin. A couple of bottles of gin in case I don't get in. Tell all my people I'm a rider. Nobody cries when we die. We outlaws, let me ride until I get free. I live my life in the fast lane, got police chasing me. To my niggas from old blocks, from old groups, niggas that guided me through back in the old school. Pour out some liquor, have a toast for the homies. See, we both gotta die, but you chose to go before me. And brothers miss you while you gone. You left your nigga on his own. How long we moan? Life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street?
Life goes on, homie. Oh, no, passed away. Niggas doing life. Niggas doing 50 and 60 years and shit. I feel you, nigga. Trust me, I feel you. You know what I mean? Last year, we poured out liquor for you. This year, nigga, life goes on. We finna clock mail, get money, evade bitches, evade tricks, get flags, plenty space. And basically, just represent for you, baby. Next time you see your niggas, we gonna be on top, nigga. You gonna be like, God damn, them niggas came up. That's right, baby. Life goes on. And we up out this bitch. Hey, Kato, mental, y'all niggas make sure it's popping when we get out there, man. Don't front.
This is The Witching Hour with Brooke and Ken, and you're listening to 91.5 WBMFO, Bedford Tubbs Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Last show ever. Bye.